Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Samach Hey. We left off on daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis. We are at Itmar, the last few words on the page, on daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Leah Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian, for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely, and also by Rosie and Mark Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Rosie's father, Eugene Gluck, Zichron Levrach Yehuda ben Yoshua, whose fifth yahrzeit is tomorrow, the Nesham Shev and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is, first we're going to continue the discussion of Mocher Ba'ayin Yafa Mocher or Ba'ayin Ra'a Mocher, that machlokas that we had. When a person sells something, do we assume he's doing so with utmost generosity, or do we assume not that way? So that's, we're going to try to come to a psak halacha on that issue. And then the Gemara is going to discuss another place where it seems that the very same machlokas appears, and the Gemara is going to discuss why we need to be told what seems like the very same machlokas about Ayin Ra or Ayin Yafa in two different places. Then the Gemara is going to talk about if a person sells two houses to two people, a chitzon and a pnimi. So do you assume that the pnimi has a derech through the chitzon? Meaning this is not a case where I own two houses and I sold one of my houses. Then you could discuss mocher ba'ein yafa, mocher ba'ein ra. I sold both of them. So do we assume that when I sold the one to the chitzon, that when I'm selling it to him, he's got to give up the right to the derech to the pnimi? The Gemara is going to discuss, does it matter if I gave them both as a matana, or I gave one as a matana and one as a mecher, or the other one as a mecher and the other one as a matana? So Gemara is going to discuss all of those permutations. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about whether which items, continue to discuss more items that aren't included in a sale of a house, that are or aren't included in the sale of a house, doors and locks and bolts and things like that. What do we assume is part of the sale of the house? What do we assume is not part of the sale of the house? The Gemara is then going to discuss whether we can attribute our Mishnah specifically to a shita of Rabbi Meir that we already learnt about, and then the Gemara is going to discuss the potential of connecting our Mishnah, the discussion in our Mishnah, to a din in Hilchus Mikvaos that also relates to that which is Mechubar Lekarka. That when do we assume that which is Mechubar Lekarka is karka, and when do we assume that no, it still has a din of a kli, and that's very relevant in Hilchos Mikvaos, because in Hilchos Mikvaos, any water that goes through a kli is pasul for a mikvah, it's mayim she'uvin. So we're going to discuss whether that relates at all to our sugya of which parts of a house that are mechuber to the ground are considered to be part of the sale of the house. So let's begin. Itmar, says Gemara Itmar, Rav Huna Amar Rav, Rav Huna said the name of Rav, Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim, that we paskin like the Chachamim, that when you sell something, it is Ba'ayin Ra'ahu Mocher, it is with the utmost stinginess, not with the utmost generosity. Rav Yirmi Barabba Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Akiva, that no, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that a Mocher is Ba'ayin Yafahu Mocher. And then we're going to see that the Maskarnas HaGemara, that Halacha is like Rav Nachman, who is like Shmuel, that Mocher Ba'ayin Yafa. This is Rabbi Yirmi Barabba Omer Shmuel, that Allah is like Rabbi Akiva. You have to keep in mind that generally speaking, when we have a machlokas in Dine Mamunas, Hilchsa Kishmuel Bedini. So if you have Rav saying that Mocher Ba'ayin Ra'a and Shmuel saying that Mocher Ba'ayin Yafa, so we're already, noted to say that probably the halacha is going to be Ba'ayin Yafa, although the Gemara is going to discuss it in a little more detail. Amalei Rav Yirmiya Barabba the Rav Huna. So Rav Yirmiya Barabba said to Rav Huna, Rav Huna is the one who had quoted Rav, who had said in the name of Rav, that Ayin Ra'a, Rav Yirmiya Barabba is the one who had quoted Shmuel as saying Ayin Yafa. So Rav Yirmiya Barabba confronts Rav Huna and says, I don't understand. How can you paskin like Rav, who says, Ba'ayin Ra'a, Vazimnin Sagin Amrisa Kameh de Rav, Hilchasaka Rabbi Akiva, I've said in front of Rav on many occasions that we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that it's Ayin Yafa, velo omer li velo midi, and he made no objection whatsoever. So it's one thing to say you have machlokas Rav and Shmuel. I don't even believe you have that. You're quoting in the name of Rav that it's a Ayin Ra'a. I know personally. I've told Rav that we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and he says yes. He didn't say anything against the idea that we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So Amalei, Rafuna said back, Hechi Tanis. How did you say the machlokas in front of Rav? So Amalei ipchatanina. He said, "Well, I said the shitos in the opposite the way we the way we've been saying it until now. In the name of Rabbi Kiva, I said that it's ayin ra'a. In the name of the Chum, I said it's ayin yafa." So Rav Huna said, "Yeah, mishum hachi lo amar lach v'amidi." That's why Rav didn't respond, because according to your girsa, where everything is the opposite, so when you're paskin like Rabbi Akiva, you're paskin ayin ra'a, which is exactly what Rav holds. Rav holds it's taka ayin ra'a. Now the Rashbam points out that the way this conversation went was not that Rabbi Yirmi himself said to Rav Huna, "Oh, I said it backwards. Why would you say things backwards?" No, he told him, I said the way I was taught the Machlokas, the Rabbi Kiva says Ayin Ra'a, and the Chum say Ayin Yafa. And the response that Rabbi Yirmi Baraba had was, "Exactly, because you got the Machlokas backwards. So the way you presented it, of course, Rav was going to paskin like Rabbi Akiva." So that's the way the conversation actually happened. I mean, there's no way that he would have said, "I just said it backwards," because that doesn't make any sense. Why would you say things backwards? So that's how he had presented it, and that's why itaka is a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So again, the Shmuel holds halach Rabbi Akiva the way Rabbi Akiva really held, that is ba'ayin yafa, and Rav held the halach is like Rabbi Akiva in that alternate tradition where Rabbi Akiva held ayin ra'a. So Rav held ayin ra'a, Shmuel held ayin yafa. So now the Gemara says, well, we do find elsewhere that Rav and Shmuel have a very similar machlokas about ayin yafa or ayin ra'a. And we're going to need to explain why do they have the same machlokas in two different places. So Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi, Lema Azul l'Tamayhu. Maybe we could suggest that Rav holds ayin ra'a and Shmuel holds ayin yafa are l'shitasam. Damar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel, because Rav Nachman says the name of Shmuel, not in the case of a sale, but ha'achin shechalku, if you have a field that two brothers inherited from their father after he died, and one of them took the inner part of the field, and the other one took the outer part of the field, ein len lo derech ze el ze. The guy on the inner part of the field is not allowed to enter into his field through through his brother's outer portion of the field, even though that's how the father would get to the inner part of the field, because he owned the whole thing. Because when Achin divide a field of Yerusha, they have a din of a mechira, that each one is considered to have sold off his portion to the other brother. So since the guy on the inner part of the field sold to his brother Ba'ayin Yafa the chelek that he had in the outer part of the field before they divided it, so he did not leave himself a derech to be able to get to the panimi, because he was selling it Ba'ayin Yafa. So it turns out that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Akiva that mocher is ba'ayin yafa hu mocher. That's why they don't have a derech ze al ze, because the panimi, when he was selling to the chitzon, when he was selling his portion of the chitzon, he sold it ba'ayin yafa, where he retains nothing for himself, and therefore he's going to need to fly to his field or buy the rights to be able to walk through the chitzon. That's the simple reading of what we're trying to suggest right now. There's a little more to the sentence. We'll get to it in a second. But the Rishonim already raised the question, wait a second, even what we've said so far, how can you say that when the Panimi sold his portion in the chitzon, it was ba'ayin yafa, and therefore the Panimi has no derech to go through the chitzon? It's not just the Panimi selling to the chitzon. The chitzon is also selling to the panimi, right? Meaning they both owned the entirety of the land in shutfas with each other, and each one sold out his portion of the land. So it's a sale that works both ways. The guy who owned the outer portion of the land was selling, the guy who ended up on the outer portion of the land sold his rights to the guy who ended up in the inner portion of the land. So he sold his rights on the inner portion. Well, why don't we say when he sold his rights to the inner portion, he did so ba'ayin yafa? And if he did so ba'ayin yafa, then the panimi should have a right to go through the derech, to go through the chitzon. Why is the ayin yafa only in one direction and not in the other direction? So the Rashbam suggests that since each one, the chelek that he ended up on, each one is the lokeach of that chelek, because he bought out his brother's portion of the chelek that he ended up on, and the gabe, the chelek that his brother ended up on, he is the mocher. So the gabe, the chelek of the outer portion of the field, the guy that ends up there is not a mocher. He's a lokeach of the outer portion of the field. And by a lokeach, there's no such din of ayin yafa. But legabi, the sada pnimi, the chitzoni, is the one who sold his the chelek to his brother. So the chelek that he sold, he taka sold by ayin yafa, and he didn't leave anything for himself. That's how the Rashbam understands that the reason we assume that it's by ayin yafa, that when you sold your portion in the outer portion, when the pnimi guy sold his portion in the outer portion of the field, that was ba'ayin yafa, and not in the other direction, is because we're talking about whether you can walk through the outer portion of the field. So the guy who ended up there is a lokeach on the outer portion of the field. He is not a mocher. And there's no such din of lokeach ba'ayin yafa. There's din of a mocher ba'ayin yafa. The Ran says a little differently. He says that if the pnimi does not have a derech in the chelik of the chitzon, so the gabi, the mechira of the chelik of the chitzon, there is a mechira ba'ayin yafa. And the gabi, the mechira of his, the chelik of the chitzon guy in the pnimi field, it's not so much of an ayin ra'a, because anything that's nogea to the mechira of his chelik that he had in the pnimi, he didn't leave for himself. He gave the guy in the pnimi the entire pnimi. But to have rights to walk through the part that's not yours, right? That's not so much of an ayin ra'a that when I sold him the pnimi, I didn't give him the rights to walk through a different field. That's not as much of an ayin ra'a. But when I'm selling the chitzon, so that's the question. When I sell my chelek of the chitzon, when the panimi sells his chelek of the chitzon, am I doing so with utmost generosity, where I'm keeping no rights whatsoever in the chitzon to myself? That's a discussion of ayin yafa and ayin ra'a, meaning that it's a much more direct ayin yafa and ayin ra'a in the part of the field that we're actually talking about the ownership of. When it's talking about using something else, that's much less of an ayin yafa, ayin ra'a concern. So that's why we look at it specifically from this perspective. So again, Ravina says, Ravashi, maybe this machlokas Rav and Shmuel is lishita sam, because Rav Nachman quoted in the name of Shmuel that when brothers divide an estate, they do not have a derech zeh al zeh. The reason they do not have a derech zeh al zeh is because when the pnimi sold his portion of the chitzon to the guy on the chitzon, he sold it entirely, and it's bayin yafa, and therefore he does not have the right to walk through that field. Not only do they not have a derech, velo sulamos zeh al zeh. If the chalukah was that one of them took the chatzar and the bayis, and the other one took the aliyas habayis, right? The other one got the second floor. The bal ha'aliyah is not allowed to stand up a ladder in his brother's chatzar al manas to be able to go up to his aliyah, even though that's the way the father would go up to the aliyah, right? But the father owned both properties, so I can't set a ladder in your chatzar so that I can get up to my aliyah. Tosos just wonders that if that's what it means, then isn't that the same exact thing as ein lehem derech zeh al zeh? Meaning, why is that any different than a derech? I mean, the point is that I'm going through your property. So the Ritva writes that the chiddush of a ladder is that even though it's a dover kavua, meaning a derech is only something that I use when I'm walking through it. I mean, it's only something that I'm only using your portion of the field when I happen to be walking through it. The sulam is not something I take with me. I leave it there always. So sometimes I'm climbing the ladder, sometimes I'm sleeping at night and no one's on the ladder most of the time, and the ladder is still there the whole time. So in a certain sense, a ladder is different than a derech. So it's a davar kavua. One might have said that even after the chalukah, the sulam should stay in his rishos, just because that's the way the father always had it there. I mean, he was always kavua there. The father never had other people walking through his field, but the father had a sulam that was in his field all the time because he was using the sulam. So maybe you should also have to have a sulam in your chatzar all the time. Tosfos quotes the name of the Ri that the Chalukah was in a way where one of the brothers got the Bayis and the other one got the Chatzar and the Aliyah. Ooh, a little different. Not that one of them got the Bayis and the Chatzar and the other one got the Aliyah. No, one of them got the Bayis and the other one got the Chatzar and the Aliyah. And the point is not that I can't put a Sulam in my own Chatzar. I need to get to my Aliyah. I own the Chatzar. Of course I could put a Sulam in my Chatzar. But where am I leaning it? I'm leaning it against the wall of your bias, and that's what the diyun is over here. So it's not really about the derech. I'm not walking through your bias. It's just about the fact that I'm leaning something against the wall of the bias, which makes it nothing at all like a derech. So that's lo sulamos ze al ze, velo chalonos ze al ze. Neither of the brothers is able to prevent the other one from building a wall in his rishos opposite the windows and causing of the other guy and causing a blockage of the light that would in the natural light that would normally come into his house. Velo amas hamayim ze al ze. Neither of the brothers is allowed to have an amas hamayim come from the river to water his fields through the other guy's field. So because each one is considered a mocher, and anyone who's mocher is ba'ayin yafa mocher. So I retain in the part that you're getting, I retain zero rights because it's as if I sold you the part that you're getting, and that was ba'ayin yafa v'yizaru behen. And you need to be careful about this, says Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel, shalachos kavuos hein, that these are halachos psukos, and you have to treat them with the same severity as halach l'moshe misinai. V'rav amar yesh lahen. And Rav says, I disagree with all of it. I think that they do have a derech, they do have the right to put the ladder there, they do have the right to their own natural light that comes through the chalonos, and you're not allowed to just build a wall against it. They do have a right to run an amas hamayim through the field, because when you're mocher ba'ayin ra'a. So when the guy in the panimi sells his portion of the chitzon to the guy in the chitzoni, he's leaving for himself whatever he needs to be able to function in the panimi, such as the derech and such as the ora, and he's leaving whatever he needs in the panimi. Frank the Tosos Rid, how can you say that since the panimi sold to the chitzon ba'ayin ra'a, he's leaving himself a derech in the chitzon sold to the panimi ba'ayin ra'a, so it turns out that he didn't leave the panimi any derech. So he says, no, the guy in the chitzon cannot be misalik a shibud of the panimi unless the panimi agreed to it. And since the panimi doesn't want to leave that derech, he's meshubad, like he always was, to give him that derech. The whole deal in the Mishnah is if he has a derech or not is in a case where he sold to somebody else who he was not mishabit to, and therefore he can't prevent him from that. But over here he was mishubit to the panimi. So if you want to be misalik him from that derech that you're mishubit to, you're going to need his haskama to do something like that. So it turns out that Rav paskens like the chachamim that ba'ayin ra'ahu mocher, that's l'shitaso about a yerusha when two brothers divide a yerusha, and Shmuel paskens like Rabbi Akiva, the ba'ayin yafu u'mocher, that's l'shita so about two brothers that divide Yerusha. It's so much l'shita so that Ravashi feels a need to defend why it needs to be said a second time. Meaning Ravina said to Ravashi, ah, this is l'shita sam. Ravashi says, oy vey, it's l'shita sam so much that this seems to be a repeat of the same thing. So tzricha. No, we need to be told this machlokas in both cases, both in the case of a regular mocher as well as in the case of two yarshim. Diashmin by he, if the machlokas only appeared about with regard to achim who divide an estate, I would say, yeah, by he kama Rav. That's what Rav is going to say, that you're mocher ba'ayin ra'a, and each of the brothers is leaving for himself whatever he needs in the other guy's portion, like the derech, the sulam, the light, whatever. Mishum ta'amalei, bina lemeid be'kechi t'dar be'av hasi. Because each of the brothers could say, look, I want to live in my portion in a similar way to the way Dad lived in the portion that I'm getting. And just like when Dad wanted to use the inner part of the field, he walked right through the outer part of the field. When I use the inner part of the field, I want to walk right through the outer part of the field. And I have a right to do that because this is a Yerusha from our father. Teda d'chsiv, because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, tachas avosecha yihyu vanecha, that the children are omeid b'Yerusha in place of the avos. So we learn dine Yerusha, some dine Yerusha from this. We're going to see this comes up in Yesh Nochelin, on Daf Kuf Nun Tes, that we learn from this Pasuk, dine Yerusha. The Pshuto shel Mikra, where Rashi on Tehillim says is that the Mizmor was l'kvodim shel tamidei chachamim, that it's about every Jew. But the other Mefarshim say that this parak is about the Shevach of Melech HaMashiach, and the Kavanah of the Pasuk is that just like the Malchus of the Melech HaMashiach came because he was from the Zera of David, so too his children are going to Yarshan that Malchus. So Pshuto Shel Mikra Enochinami is the way we're saying it, that it's about every Jew and that there's Yerusha, that each person stands in place of their father. But a lot of the Rishonim on that Pasuk in Tehillim say it's not really about all of us. This is about the family of the Malchus based David, that they have a special rights to the Malchus because they're from the family of the Malchus based David. Avul Bahab, maybe when it comes to the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan about a regular Mechira, where it's not a Yerusha, where one guy is just selling to the other, Eima Modi Leil Shmuel. Maybe I would have said that he's molded, that Rav would be molded to Shmuel, that you're Taka Mocher Ba'ayin Yafa. And that's why I need to be told over, I need to be told the Machlokas in both cases. And Yitmar Baha, and if we only would have been told this Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, with regard to a regular Mechira, where Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan had this Machlokas, I would have said Ba'ach Kamer Shmuel. That's where Shmuel says that it's Ba'ayin Yafa. Aval Baha, Eimim Modele Rav. But I would have thought by Yerusha, we don't say that it's Ba'ayin Yafa, because each one wants the Yerusha the way the father had it. So Tzricha, that's why I need the Machlokas in both places. So Amalei Rav Nachman Rafuna, Hilchas HaKavasin, Hilchas HaKavasaychu. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, is the halacha like what I said, that it's Ayin Yafa, meaning I, Rav Nachman, had said in the name of Shmuel, that it's Ayin Yafa. So do you pass him like me, or do you pass him like what you said in the name of Rav, that it's Ba'ayin Ra'a? So Amalei Rav Huna said, Hilchas HaKavasaychu, the halacha is like you, Rav Nachman, because you are close to the base to the Reish Galusa, and over there you're and there are always Dayanim over there, so you picked up so much in terms of the practices of Dayanim and what people do in Dine Mamanis that you're the recognized expert in Dine Mamanis. So what am I going to say? Meaning that's another rule in Halacha, not only Hilchsa Kishmul Bedini versus Rav, where we say Hilchsa Krav Visuri, but over here you also have it that it's Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was considered to be an expert Dayan, and therefore Hilchsa Krav Nachman Bedini. So we have a double reason to say that we're going to pass on the Rabbi Akiva that it's Ba'ayin Yafa, because the two big Amoraim, who are known to be the greatest experts in Dine Mamanis, both pass in that way. And even the other party had to ultimately admit, you guys are the bigger experts, and therefore we're going to pass in that, like you, in Dine Mamanis, that it's Ba'ayin Yafa. Now says the Gemara, in our Mishnah we said that according to Rabbi Akiva, if you sell a bar in your bias, so included in the sale of that bar is the derech to get to that bar, because it's Ba'in Yafa. According to the Chachamim, no, it's Ba'in Ra. I'm selling you a bar, and you'll have to buy the derech to get to that bar separately. So now the Gemara says, okay, that's if I kept the field for myself, or the bias for myself, and I sold you the bar. What if I sell, or I give as a matana, two batim, zelifnim mizeh, to two different people? So when I sell that inner house, am I selling the derech to through the chitzon to the guy in the inner house as well? Meaning, can that bala pnimi now come and say, I'm allowed to walk through the outer house to get to my inner house? So, or can the bala chitzon say, what do you mean? I just bought this house. Why? I never agreed to let someone walk through it. It's one thing if the previous owner had sold you the inner house, so then he has itzi, and he retained the right to the outer house, so then he could tell you that you're allowed to walk through the inner house. But I'm new to this house. Why would I give it to you, Ba'ayin Yafa? I didn't sell it to you. So itmar shnei batim zelif nemizeh. If you have two houses, one inside of the other, and the way to get through to the bayis apnimi is through the chitzon. So and you were makna the pnimi to one guy and the chitzon to another guy, all at the same time. So shneim b'mecher, shneim b'matana. If you gave them both as you both were a sale, you sold one, the pnimi to one guy and the chitzon to the other guy, or they were both a matana, neither was a sale, you gave them both as a matana, ein lehen derech zeh al zeh. The guy who owns the pnimi is not allowed to walk through the chitzon unless he buys the right to do so from the guy who has the chitzon, because we view them both as being equal. So just like there's a svara to say that the original Bailim sold or gave the Pnimi his Chelek Ba'ayin Yafa, which therefore Lechora would have included a Derech, there's an equal Svara to say that when he sold or gave to the Chitzon, it was Ba'ayin Yafa, where he gets the full rights to the outer property and doesn't have to give up anything, doesn't have to give anybody any rights to walk through his stuff. And therefore we don't assume that he lost the rights to that he has to give up the rights for someone else to walk through. So and all the more so if the guy in the outer house got it as a matana and the guy in the inner house got it as a mecher, because a matana, a no sein, everyone agrees is ba'ein yafu who no sein. So if the outer guy got it as a matana, then for sure the inner guy does not have an automatic derech. What if it's the opposite though? What if you sold it to the outer guy and you gave it to the inner guy as a matana? Now matana is always much more of an ayin yafa than a mecher. So says Mar Savar Mina, they wanted to say ein lehen derech ze al ze, that the pnimi still is not allowed to go through the chitzon because the bailim sold and was nosein to both of them equally, and you can't assume he gave preference to one party over the other. But velohi, we don't pasken that way, because after all, milo tanan, don't we have a Mishnah that we're going to see not that long from now, when you buy a bar in someone else's field, that according to the Rabban, the lokeach has to buy a derech from the mocher to get to his bar. But bamed var mamurim b'mocher, we said that's only by a sale, because a sale is ba'ayin ra'a, aval benosin matana, but if you give someone a matana of a bar within your field, even the Rabban Ramodu to Rabbi Akiva, that's ba'ayin yafa, nosin es kulan, you're giving him the derech to get to that bar as well. So Alma, you see from the fact that the Rabbanan, even though they hold mocher is ba'ayin ra'a, they hold that nosin is ba'ayin yafa, the mandi of matana ba'ayin yafa yahiv, they hold that a matana is ba'ayin yafa. So hachanami, in our case as well, mandi of matana ba'ayin yafa yahiv, the one who gives the matana is doing so ba'ayin yafa, and therefore according to the Rabbanan who hold that the mocher is ba'ayin ra'a and the mekal matana is ba'ayin yafa, the guy in the pnimi who received it as a matana is for sure going to have a derech through the chitzon who only bought it in a mecher. And even Rabbi Akiva, who holds that mechir is also ba'ayin yafa, it's not the same ayin yafa as a matana. You at least see that a matana is a greater ayin yafa than a mechir is. So when it's pitting one against the other, so the matana is going to win. So therefore, the guy who got the inner one as a matana is going to be allowed to use the derech through the chitzon. Okay, new Mishnah now, continuing the theme of what is included in the mechira of a bias. In fact, it starts off Hamocher es habayis. The Rashash wonders why does the Tana of the Mishnah have to repeat that phrase Hamocher es habayis. This is obvious. It's the name of the perek. This is an obvious. It's the name of the perek because it's the way the perek started, meaning it's the obvious continuation of the other Mishnayos in this perek that are all about Mocher habayis. So he should have said Mocher es hadeles or whatever, just to say what the halacha is. And also, why does it mention Tashmish habayis and not include in the mechira that are mentioned in the previous Mishnah, together with those that are not sold in the Mishnah over here? So he says that the Tana didn't want to mention them in the Mishnah over here, so that you don't be bali de taus. There is a detail that's added in our Mishnah that only relates to the items in our Mishnah, and that is that bezman sham lo huva kol ma shebetocha hare kulan mechurin. We're going to see there's a line in our Mishnah that only relates to our Mishnah; it doesn't relate to the previous. So we have to sort of separate it. So we say hamocher sabayis. Okay, new discussion about mocher sabayis. Here are some new items that we haven't spoken about previously, and whatever we're about to say now has no relation to what we spoke about previously. So hamocher sabayis. If a person sells a house and he doesn't say, he didn't write in the contract exactly what's included in the sale, so the klal is that any tashmish habayis that's kavua in the bayis is included in the sale, whereas things that are movable are not included, right? That's generally the assumption, right? Light fixtures, yes, included in the sale. It's kavua and it's built in. The couch is not included in the sale. That's what my moving company is going to come and take the couch when I move out of the house. So that's generally the klal. It plays out as follows. Machar Sadelis, the door to the house, certainly is included in the sale, right? If you show up and there's no front door, you know, when you move into your house, so that's a problem. Avalos HaMafteach, but not the maftech that they use to close the door, the bolt that they use to keep the door locked, because that's something that's movable. You could take it off of the door. It's not it's a machar samachteshes. Similarly, he sells the machteshes, which is a stone that they would use to crush things with, a mortar, kavua, if it's kavua bakarka, avalos, a mitalteles, but not if it's like a hand grinder. Machris, it's strovil, the wooden piece that they would put that was like the platform for the mill that the mill would sit on it. So that platform is included in the sale, avalos akeles, but not the clay kibble that you find in the upper part of the mill where you put the wheat in, and that's where the wheat goes down into the rechaim, into the mill, to get ground up, because that's something that's metaltal. It's not kavua b'makomo, v'lo asatanur, v'lo asakiraim, and the tanur and the kiraim, the oven and the stove, are not included because they're not mechubar l'karka. Those are things that are metaltal, and those are things that are movable. Now, obviously, in certain locations, they have different practices, right? In Eretz Yisrael, you don't sell closets. I don't know, when you buy a place, it doesn't have that. You have to, right? So you have different standards. So Bizman Sha'amlo Huva Kal Masha Batocho, and here's the detail that we're adding in this mission that we hadn't had previously, that if you say Huva Kal Masha Batocho, then I'm selling you the house and everything therein, so then Hari Kula Mukhurin, then everything that we mentioned is included in the sale of the house. Now that part, that's what the Rosh Hashanah is pointing out, that part that when you say Huva Kal Masha Batocho doesn't go back on the previous Mishnayis, meaning when we said Loas Habar, Loas Hadur, and all of those things, that even Huva Kal Masha Batochen does not cover. It just covers the items mentioned in our Mishnah. So it says Gemara, Leim Masnisin Delokarb Meir. Maybe our Mishnah that says that the portable mill is not included in the mechira of the bayis is going against the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Di Rabbi Meir, because if we're going like Rabbi Meir, Ha'amar, didn't Rabbi Meir teach us in a brisa about a week ago that machar asakerim, that if you sell a vineyard stam and you don't say what is or is not included, machar tashmish kerim, that you're selling the tashmishim of the kerim as well, including the poles that support the vines to hold them up, and since according to Amir Tashmisha Akerim are included in the Mechira, the same Lechorah should be true about Tashmisha Abayis that should be included in the Mechira. So our Mishnah that holds that Tashmisha Abayis are not included in the Mechira seems to be against Rabbi Meir. Says we're nah, feel tame Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah might even be going like Rabbi Meir. Hasam in the Brisa when it comes to Tashmisha Akerim, Rabbi Meir holds that they're included in the Mechira of the Kerim because Kavia, these are Dvarim Kavuim in the Kerim. No one moves them. Hacha lo kavia, but over here in our Mishnah, the things that are not included in the sale of the house are things that are not kavua in the bayis, and that's why they're not included in the sale of the house. So Gemara brings another raya that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir, meaning you still think you could touch up our Mishnah to be going like Rabbi Meir, because things that are kavua are included, things that are not kavua are excluded. V'hamavtech dumi dedeles katani. In our Mishnah it says machras adeles, but not the mafteach. So it must be the type of mafteach is a mafteach that's kavua in the lock of the house, because it's mentioned in the same breath as adelis. Madelis to kavia of mafteach to kavia. So just like the machras adelis is talking about something that's kavua, that the delis by definition you always leave there forever. So the mafteach that we're talking about is a mafteach that's kavua in its place and that you don't move, like a mafteach of certain locations where that was the practice. So that's how they would make the mafteach. Otherwise, if the din of the Mishnah was talking about a mafteach she'enu kavua, then the Mishnah shouldn't have been mechalik between a deles that is included because it's kavua and a mafteach on the other hand that is not included. You know what the Mishnah should have said? The Mishnah said if you sell bayis, sometimes the mafteach is included, sometimes it's not included. If it's kavua, it is included, and if it's not kavua, it's not included. No, it just said automatically mafteach not included. So that makes it sound like no matter what, even if it's a mafteach kavua, it's not included. And that seems to be against Rameir, because Rameir held that the poles Are taka included when you sell a kerem? Elam mechavartem esnisal lo kremeir. So says, well, you're right. Okay, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. We have now successfully proven that our Mishnah does not go like Rabbi Meir. So now the Gemara brings a machlokas in a brisa. Tan rabbanan hamochras habayis. If a person sells a house and he does not say exactly what's included in the mechira, mochras hadeles ve'es haneger, he sells the deles and also the bolt that of the deles that's kavua in the wall of the house, ves hamanul, and the lock that's kavua in the door, avalos hamafteach, but not the mafteach, because sometimes you're metaltal it because it's a little bit lighter. Machar es hamachteshes hachakuka, included in the sale of the house is machteshes, where they that's built into the rock because it's kavua into the wall, avalos hakavua, but not the machteshes that's kavua while it was not yet attached to the ground, and only afterwards they attached it to the ground. Machar et strovil, included in that is the piece of wood that they put on top of it the rechayim, because it's kavua b'mekomo and it's not metaltel, avalo asakelis, but not the kli that goes on top of the mill where you put the grain in to get ground up, because that's metaltel. Lo asatanra v'lo asakirayim v'lo asarechayim. The sale does not include the oven nor the stove nor the mill. Rabbi Lezer Omer kolam mechubil karka reu kikarka. Rabbi Lezer says anything that's mechubil karka is automatically included, and therefore even the machteshes that may have been hollowed out while it was still metaltim before you were kaveh bekarka, but then it became kavua bekarka, so that's a mechubil karka, that's included in the sale of the house. So that's where Rabbi Lezer disagrees with the Tanakama. Tanakama said, look, if you only hollowed it out and turned it into a machteshes once it was already attached to the ground, that's included in the sale. But if you created it separately and then attached it to the ground, that's not included in the sale of the house. Whereas Rabbi Lezer says, no, as long as right now it's attached to the house, it's included. I don't care how you made it and what order you hollowed it out. So b'zman sham lo huva kol ma shabatocho, both according to the Chum and according to Rabbi Lazar, if you said Hu v'kol ma shabatocho, harei kulan mechurin, then everything is included. Bein kach. Whether you said Hu v'kol ma shabatocho or not, lo machar lo asabar, lo asados, lo asiyitzia. It does not include the bar and the dos and the tzia, which is like the little shed, right? All the things we discussed in the previous Mishnah, as we pointed out, that line of Hu v'kol ma shabatocho does not include those things. Now we had said this machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Lazar about something that was talush and then you attached it to the ground. So we had a machlokas, is that included in the mechira of the bayis? So Gemara says, you know, we have a similar discussion when it comes to the dinim of mikvaos. A mikvah is not supposed to have, among its first 40 sa'ah, it's not supposed to have 3 lug of mayim she'uvin. Not just not supposed to, impossible a mikvah if there's 3 lug of mayim she'uvin among the first 40 sa'ah of water in the mikvah. Once it already has 40 sa'ah, you can add as much mayim she'uvin as you want into the mikvah, and we do, right? But the original filling up the mikvah, they always say when they build the mikvah, we gotta wait for why do they have to wait for rain? Just turn on the faucet. No, because that's mayim shuvin. You can't turn on the faucet. But what happens when people use it and use it and use it? Then you could turn on the faucet because it already had 40 sa'ah of rainwater. So what's mayim shuvin? Mayim shuvin is mayim that went through any kli. It went through any pipe. So if I take a pipe, even if I attach it to the ground, that's going to be mayim shuvin. What if I hollow out a pipe in what's already in the ground, right? So that's where the subject that we're going to discuss that relates to this machlokas. Rabbi Lazan Nechamim, Tan Rabbanon, Sinor, if you have a pipe, Shechakoko ulubasar, you hollowed it out, you made it into a pipe, and then you kaveh it in the karka, posel se mikvah. Any water that goes through that pipe is mayim she'uvin, and it's going to posel mikvah. But kavo'o ulu b'sov chakako, but it was just a piece of metal, and you attached it to the ground, and then you hollowed out the inside of it to turn it into a pipe, eino posel se mikvah. Then it's not going to posel the mikvah, that's just considered part of the ground. So money, whose shita is our Mishnah going like? Lo Reb Lazer, lo Rabbanon. It's going like neither the Reb Lazer or the Rabbanon. Now he didn't say which Reb Lazer and which Rabbanon he was referring referring to. So the Gemara brings a number of possibilities where Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan have a disagreement that sounds similar to this, and says which of these shows us that the Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan are not like this this Braisa. So first we say, hey Rabbi Eliezer, which Rabbi Eliezer are we talking about? Elim Rabbi Eliezer de Bayis. If we're talking about Rabbi Eliezer about Mechiras HaBayis, that a Machteshes that was hollowed out while it was still detached from the ground, and then you Koveya in the Karka, that is included in the Mechira of the Bayis, because the Chibor makes it like Karka. So it turns out that the pipe that you were Chokek when it was still detached from the ground, and then you were Mechabrit to the Karka, is like Karka and doesn't have a Shem Kli. So the Mayim should not passel the Mikvah against what the Bryce has said. Dilma Hainutim, Driblazar, Savar Mocher, Bayin Yafa Mocher, Rabban, Savar Mocher, Bayin Ra Mocher. No, the story with the house might be a totally different discussion. That might be about Mocher, Bayin Yafa or Mocher, Bayin Ra. That has absolutely nothing to do with whether something has a din of a kli or a din of mechubar lekarka. So you can't say that we're necessarily assuming that machlokas Rabbi Elazar and the Chamim relates at all to the discussion of mikvaos. So Bezrem, tomorrow we'll go on to the next possibility of which Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan we're referring to when we link it to this brisa of a mikvah. Everyone have a wonderful day.